Perova came to in what appeared to be a pleasant apartment, although the owner seemed to have a peculiar fondness for blue lighting. She lay on a comfortable sofa, bathed in blue light, blinking and trying to focus. For a moment, she couldn't recall what had happened or why it was so hard to move. She pushed up with her arms and turned to look at two beings sitting in chairs across from her, a bolted-down calf table between them. Reinog Asokeji and Wynn Dorvin.
"You two are in so much trouble," she said,
her voice slurred as her tongue seemed to still be recovering from the paralyzing effects of whatever drug they had injected her with.
"Assaulting and kidnapping the acting chief of naval operations? You think they won't find me?"
"Actually, no. I don't think they will," said Dorvin calmly. He looked as if he were sitting in a staff meeting, not a hair out of place.
Incredible. Asokeji, not unexpectedly, sat with his arms tightly folded, his entire posture bespeaking his hostility.
"You're in the asylum block of the Jedi Temple, Admiral," Dorvin continued. "In, I believe, the very cell that used to house Seth Helen."
She recognized it now from the recording she had seen. The transparisteel walls, the comfortable, if secured, furnishings. The atrium that, she recalled, had housed the Is-Salamiri that prevented the Jedi prisoner from accessing the Force.
"What is going on?"
Perova demanded. She was able to sit up without leaning over, and felt a modicum of her old assurance return.
"Well, that's actually what we'd like to ask you. But there's one member of the club who's not here."
Dorvin leaned over and pressed a button on a small holocom on the calf table. An image appeared. Nec Boitu. While he still lay in a med center bed, he most assuredly did not look like a simple-minded idiot. His eyes were cold and met hers evenly.
"Admiral Perova," he said in a deep voice of controlled anger.
She cleared her throat, deciding to ride the bluff as long as she could.
"Admiral Boitu," she said. "It's good to see that you've..."
"Save us all some time, and spare us the poodoo. We know what you've been up to."
She feigned innocence.
"I don't know what you're talking about. Asokeji told me you'd recovered. I thought I was on my way to see you, and..."
Perova paused, unsure if she wanted to tell them about what she was certain had to be a hallucination.
"I ended up here. Please, sir, what's going on? I'd like to help."
"Oh, you'll help, all right. You'll help by telling us who, other than yourself, Lesserson, Treen, Jaxton, and Bramson, was involved in a conspiracy to overthrow this government."
She stared at them, letting her mouth fall ever so slightly open.
"Sir, with all due respect, if you believe something as ridiculous as that, you might not be as fully recovered as you seem to be. Asokeji, I know you are personally fond of the Admiral and want to think he's all right, but Dorvin, Wynn, I don't see how you could possibly believe this. This paranoid conspiracy fantasy is the work of an ill mind."
Dorvin gave her a thin smile.
"Well, that's most likely true," he admitted. "But the ill mind under discussion does not belong to the Admiral. We know the five of you were involved and suspect there are other players as well."